This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Cabinet Committee of Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told Media New Delhi yesterday the revival package was cleared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in this country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnav said with the help of this package, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited.
With this, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activity of RINL will be immensely benefited, and Andhra Pradesh will get a major steel plant revived in the coming days.
The budget session of Parliament will commence from 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January, and the Union Budget will be presented on the 1st February. The first part of the budget session will be held from 31st January to 13th February 2025, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th March to 4th April 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Indian space startup Bigantra for the success of Mission Scott. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this is an important contribution of the growing Indian space industry towards enhancing space situational awareness. In another social media post, Prime Minister expressed happiness over the encouraging results of the PM internship scheme. He said this is a big step towards empowering youth and building a future-ready workforce. Mr. Modi also expressed happiness over the country's emergence as a global leader in adopting artificial intelligence. He said this highlights the country's commitment to innovation and leveraging AI for transformational growth. A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict, and 16 are still missing. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said death of Binil Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has conveyed condolences to the family. Mr. Jaiswal said another Indian national who was injured is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. Mr. Jaiswal added 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said India wants friendly relations with Bangladesh. On the sanctions imposed on Russian oil imports by the US, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India is in touch with the US authorities to clarify issues about the impact on Indian entities. He said India's oil purchases have been and always are guided by the country's energy security requirements. Nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly has ended today with over 1,000 candidates filing their nominations. On the last day of nomination yesterday, Shikhar Rai and Neeraj Basoya of BJP have filed their nominations. Avadho Jha, Rakhi Bidlan and Vandana Kumari of Aam Aadmi Party, among others, have also filed their nominations. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting on 8th of February. The BJP has promised monthly allowance of 2,500 rupees for every poor woman and LPG cylinders at 500 rupees for them in the national capital if voted to power. Party President J.P. Nadda has released BJP Sankalp Patra Part 1. The party also promised implementation of central government's Ayushman Bharat schemes. Skip-seeking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said that if the BJP forms a government, it will provide nutritious food at 5 rupees in all JJ cluster areas under Atal Canteen scheme. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's team have advanced to the semi-finals. Both teams have been exceptional throughout the tournament, remaining unbeaten in all their matches. The Indian men's team secured a dominant 140 victory over Sri Lanka at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. The team put on a brilliant show, scoring 58 points in turn one alone. Despite Sri Lanka's efforts, they couldn't match India's aggressive gameplay. In turn three, the Indian team launched a strong attacking barrage, which continued into turn four. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team defeated Bangladesh with an impressive score of 109-16 at the same venue. Led by captain Priyanka Ingle, the team dominated all four turns of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.